We must end inequity by ensuring 70% of the population of every country is vaccinated by the middle of next year.
A call for vaccine equity from the World Health Organization. It's Wednesday, December 22nd, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Jessica Stone in Washington. You'll also find us online at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, reintroducing COVID restrictions in Australia, fighting COVID in North Korea. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The World Health Organization warns the COVID-19 pandemic will not end until the unequal distribution of life-saving vaccines between rich and poor countries ends. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In an assessment of the year gone by, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world is still in the grips of a pandemic that shows no sign of going away. He notes more than 3.3 million people have lost their lives to COVID-19 in 2021. That, he says, is more deaths than from HIV/AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. He says the odds of this turning around anytime soon are not good. He says there is consistent evidence the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus is spreading significantly faster than the Delta variant. He says it is likely that people who are vaccinated or have recovered from COVID-19 could be infected or reinfected.
None of us want to be here again in 12 months' time, talking about missed opportunities, continued inequity, or new variants. If we are to end the pandemic in the coming year, we must end inequity by ensuring 70% of the population of every country is vaccinated by the middle of next year.
Statistics show at least half of the world's population has received a COVID-19 shot, and the other half has not. People in rich countries have received about 50 times as many vaccine doses as those in the poorer countries. For example, WHO reports just over 10% of people in Africa have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 64% in North America and 62% in Europe. Studies show booster shots are effective against the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. WHO, however, says boosters should be given to the elderly and people who are immunocompromised and not to those at low risk, such as children. A senior advisor to the Director General, Bruce Aylward, refutes accusations that WHO is against boosters.
What WHO has said very clearly is that we want to make sure that every dose of vaccine used has the best possible impact to get us out of this pandemic. And what we're seeking is equity in the use of vaccines globally. The biggest bang for your buck is vaccinating someone at risk who has not received a dose of the vaccine.
Aylward notes most people who are hospitalized are unvaccinated. He says the goal right now is to make sure everyone gets the first dose before people at low risk get their booster shots. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on voanews.com. China imposes sanctions on U.S. officials over Xinjiang. More than a dozen people dead, 70,000 displaced in Malaysian floods. New law to safeguard Australian Aboriginal sacred sites. Chinese tennis star denies social media post accusing ex-official of sexual assault. Protests erupt in Afghanistan over U.S. freezing of funds. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and on the voanews.com website. VOA Asia continues. The Malaysian military used boats Tuesday to distribute food to desperate people trapped in their homes after massive floods. More than 21,000 people have been displaced by days of torrential rain, which triggered the worst flooding in years. Volunteer Mohammed Adib Haris Fadzila.
I was actually disappointed of the government because it is so slow. And I know there's a lot of people doing their work and all the bombers coming down and everything, but it's slow, and all this is because of the politics.
The region around the capital, Kuala Lumpur, is one of the worst hit areas. Fallout from the most powerful typhoon to hit the Philippine archipelago this year is still being felt. The storm left at least 375 people dead and 50 others missing. The Philippines has not yet appealed for international help, but Japan said it was sending power generators, camping tents, sleeping pads, water containers, and tarp roofing sheets to hard-hit regions. China announced it was providing 20,000 food packs and rice. About 20 tropical storms and typhoons annually batter the Philippines, which lies along the seismically active Pacific Ring of Fire region, where earthquakes and volcanic eruptions frequently occur. Australia's most populous state is being urged to reintroduce COVID-19 restrictions after seeing a record number of new infections. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
New South Wales is relaxing mask and social distancing rules at the same time as coronavirus infections are hitting record numbers. On Monday, Australia's most populous state recorded 2,500 new cases over a 24-hour period. Health officials believe the Omicron variant likely accounts for the majority of those infections. Hospital admissions increased by more than 15% in the same period. Of the 33 people in the state's intensive care units, 26 are unvaccinated, according to the health department. After a week in which the number of cases rose, Australia's political leaders are urging calm and are promising that widespread lockdowns, which have been a feature of the pandemic, won't be reimposed over the holiday season. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says his government is taking a sensible approach.
Every day we look at the numbers that are in front of us, the hospitalisations in the ICU presentations, and we'll continue to take a balanced, proportionate and measured response.
The Australian Medical Association said the decision to ease long-standing disease control measures was bizarre timing. Nancy Baxter, a clinical epidemiologist and head of the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne, believes it's too early to relax restrictions.
Basically, we have a big gamble on this being an incredibly mild variant of COVID, because even if it's a bit milder, it's more transmissible and it transmits amongst the vaccinated. So even if it's a bit milder, this is going to be a huge problem for our hospitals and healthcare systems. When you look at New South Wales, they continued with the relaxation they had planned before, basically ignoring the fact that the rules of the game had changed.
Nationally, 90% of eligible Australians are fully vaccinated, according to the health department, and the authorities are urging the community to get a third booster. Australia has 250,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, since the start of the pandemic. About 2,100 people have died. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Has decided to immediately reimpose a mandatory quarantine for visitors and to suspend a test-and-go scheme for fully vaccinated arrivals as concerns grow over the spread of Omicron. The decision is a blow to efforts to revive Thailand's battered tourism sector ahead of the peak holiday season. A government spokesperson also announced the suspension of, quote, sandbox programs that allow visitors to remain and move around specific locations, except for the resort island of Phuket, where he said it will stay in effect. Japan hanged three death row inmates Tuesday, its first executions in 2 years, amid growing criticism by human rights groups of the country's use of the death penalty. One of the three, Yasutaka Fujishiro, was convicted of killing seven people and setting fire to their house in 2004, while the other two were convicted in the 2003 killings of two pinball parlor employees. Executions are carried out in high secrecy in Japan, where prisoners are not informed of their fate until the morning they are hanged. Since 2007, Japan has been disclosing the names of those executed and some details of their crimes, but information is still limited. Justice Minister Yoshihisa Furukawa said at a news conference that the three had committed extremely ghastly crimes and the punishment was appropriate. Still ahead on VOA Asia, the costs of COVID vaccine mandates in schools. Happening now in Asia. A Myanmar court has delayed verdicts in the most recent trial of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She faces penalties of up to 4 years in prison for possessing walkie-talkies and a set of signal jammers. We do not yet know why the judge has delayed the decision. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. VOA Asia continues. North Korea is about to enter its third year of a severe COVID-19 lockdown. The pandemic measures are devastating the country's economy and look increasingly unsustainable. But no one knows when they will end, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
Kim Jong-un in December marked 10 years in power. The coronavirus is among his biggest challenges yet. But while Kim has an impressive arsenal to threaten the United States, he has fewer weapons to fight the pandemic. North Korea is one of only two countries yet to begin coronavirus vaccinations. Instead, its only tool is sealing itself off from the outside world. Ki Park is a North Korea healthcare expert who works at the Massachusetts-based Harvard Medical School.
And it works. Let's face it, the North Korea is able to seal its borders very, very tightly and control movement. And so we know these viruses cannot infect others when they can't move.
In the capital, Pyongyang, foreigners have almost completely left amid a border shutdown. North Koreans are subject to severe travel restrictions within the country. Along North Korea's border with China, trade is at a standstill. Lee Sang-yong, with the Daily NK, a Seoul-based publication, says it's taking a big toll on the economy. He says ordinary people now eat only two meals per day instead of three, and the ratio of rice to corn they consume is 3-7 instead of 7-3. Lee adds, it is clear the economic situation is getting worse. North Korea is reportedly trying to open its border to trade with China, its main economic lifeline. But that is tricky since both countries are embracing a zero-COVID approach. Park Won-gon is a North Korea expert at Seoul's Ewha University.
We are not sure exactly what kind of situation North Korea has faced at this very moment, but it is true that they are seeing very difficulties in near future, especially I think the first half of the next years. They have either opened their border or they have something to break through of these difficulties.
That could mean finally accepting international vaccines, or the Pfizer pill, which early results indicate is very effective at combating the virus. But in a pandemic likely seen as a threat to his rule, Kim may instead feel the need to simply assert more control. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Making headlines in Asia. Wong Li-hom, an Asian-American who is one of the biggest pop stars in China, has apologized to his family and fans and said he will take a break from performing after a public dispute on social media with his ex-wife, who accused him of infidelity and hiring prostitutes. The scandal was the top trending topic on the Chinese social media site Weibo, with many blaming and criticizing him. Organizers of the annual New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop lit up the 7-foot-tall 2022 numerals Monday. The lit numbers will remain on a plaza in Times Square for a few days before being relocated to the top of the One Times Square building ahead of New Year's Eve. Jeffrey Strauss is the president of Countdown Entertainment.
Those numerals behind me are 7 feet tall. They have 599 LED bulbs. And on December 31st, they'll be atop One Times Square. And as the world counts down those final 60 seconds and the ball goes dark, those numerals will light up above Times Square. There'll be a blizzard of confetti and people celebrating the new year.
The fate of the annual New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square will be decided this week. You have been listening to VOA Asia. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our service chief, Diane Gao. Our VOA Asia team includes Keith Lane, Chris Cascajo, and Jim Stevenson. I'm Jessica Stone in Washington. Enjoy the day.